feet. The researchers say cultural differences played virtually no role in what we like or don't like, at least when it comes to smell. M1 ABC News.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some sunshine early on today, then a chance for some rain showers with our high nearing 68. A slight chance for some rain overnight tonight, cloudy with a low around 37. More sunshine throughout Wednesday with our high nearing 59. Westerly winds between 10 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Partly cloudy and 36 Wednesday night and 49 on Thursday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 46 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. The Garnett Police Department is attempting to locate a suspect who was involved in what police refer to as a rolling gun battle earlier in April. According to the GPD, police were sent to the site of a shooting that occurred in the 700 block of West 8th Avenue on April 2nd of this year. The suspect was identified over the course of the investigation as William Christopher Chris Vandenberg. The police say Vandenberg is wanted for questioning for his involvement in the shooting. Vandenberg is believed to have shot several vehicles as well as a residence that was occupied by two adults and two children during a rolling gun battle. If you have any information about this, contact the Garnett Police Department at 785-448-6823. Law enforcement authorities are investigating a burglary that occurred at Becker Dyer Stanton Funeral Home at 800 Kansas Avenue in Atchison. That's according to Police Chief Mike Wilson. The crime occurred on Friday night. Police have released no additional details. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Has this crazy car market driven you mad? Midwest Kia is here to help during our Mega March sales event. We're out to sell 100 new Kias, and all at our absolute lowest prices. Yes, Midwest Kia now has the inventory to sell 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. And we're doing it with new car inventory arriving daily, exceptional value, transparent pricing, and, as always, with Kia's market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. This March, let Midwest Kia help you navigate the market madness with a better way to buy. It's all part of selling 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. We now have the inventory to say we can do it. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Warranties are limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Law enforcement authorities are investigating after human remains were found in a rural area of Sedgwick County. Just before 11 p.m. on Saturday, police were dispatched to the 4000 block of East 45th Street North in Wichita. That's according to Officer Trevor Macy. Officers searched the area and located fragments of skeletal remains. The investigation into the origin and identity of the remains is ongoing. Anyone with information is encouraged to contact Crime Stoppers at 316-267-2111. Shawnee County law enforcement authorities are investigating a suspect on drug charges after an arrest. Just before 1 a.m. on Friday, a sheriff's deputy conducted a traffic stop in the 1400 block of Southeast Lott Street with an expired license plate. The driver, 27-year-old Ronnie E. Taylor Jr., had a suspended driver's license. During the investigation, the deputy also found illegal narcotics. Taylor was booked into the Shawnee County Department of Corrections. I'm Trace Talk, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A corrections officer who was 8 months pregnant was among the victims of a fiery double fatal crash at a southwestern Omaha intersection. Douglas County Department of Corrections Director Mike Myers said in a statement Sunday that losing 37-year-old Sarah Zimmerman is, quote, beyond comprehension, unquote. He added, "To lose her in the manner we did when she was about to welcome her son into the world makes this loss nearly unbearable." She was driving a sport utility vehicle that collided with a pickup truck Thursday night. Police said both vehicles went into a ditch and the SUV erupted in flames. 38-year-old Amanda Shook also was killed. A debate is playing out across the country as the Treasury Department begins reallocating some of the $46.5 billion in rental assistance from places slow to spend to others that are running out of funds. Those losing money are almost all smaller Republican states with large rural populations and fewer renters. I'm Trace Tull, Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday. Leslie Jeter is leaving as Emergency Management Assistant and will take the post of Geo Clerk Office Manager with the County Sheriff's Office. Emergency Management will advertise for a replacement. MCAC and Marysville Police met to discuss the Choose the Arts Summer Camp, being sponsored in conjunction with the Axtell Schools, designed to implement bullying, drugs, and alcohol prevention. Once the camps get established, they should be fiscally self-sufficient. They're asking for help with startup costs. Commissioners voting to approve $25,000 from the Special Alcohol Fund. The matter of cattle guards came up again with a request for a conversation with commissioners. The county councilor advised it's an unwritten policy that any requests regarding township roads need to start with the township board. Marshall County Agency on Aging is offering free rides for Marshall County residents through the month of April. Rides available first come, first serve for medical and service appointments, shopping, work, errands, group trips, and more. In addition to regularly scheduled runs to Manhattan, Lincoln, and Topeka, they can make arrangements for special requests. 24-hour advance reservations preferred through the Marshall County Agency on Aging at 562-2020. Again, offering free rides through the month of April for Marshall County residents. Washington County Commissioners last week continued discussion of nearly $1 million in ARPA federal funding, options available for this second round of funds from the American Rescue Plan. Among ideas were assisting with housing, as affordable housing options are in short supply. Other ideas included industrial or utility expansions. No decisions were made. NextEra officials plan to meet with Washington County Commissioners April 18th regarding the High Banks Wind Project. Nemahal County Senior Services advised commissioners they'd like to do a community needs assessment. Commissioners stated this project may be incorporated with work the Planning Commission is doing. Charges of gross negligence contributing to the death of a Blue Springs woman have resulted in a tort filing against the Gage County Attorney for $25 million. 40-year-old Brooke Cook, who was shot and killed last April by her estranged partner, 49-year-old Jason Arnold, who died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The pair were found by authorities inside a house along Oak Road near Blue Springs after receiving a 911 call. Cook's family is claiming that as a result of charges not refiled after a history of threats and Arnold's enrollment in diversion for criminal offenses, that Gage County Attorney Roger Harris was negligent, contributing to the death. A protection order prohibiting contact was reportedly violated, and Arnold had failed to appear in county court on those charges prior to the murder-suicide. Gage County Board of Supervisors were apprised of a case. The claim may be accepted, denied, or no action taken within a six-month period. Charges of gross negligence contributing to the death of a Blue Springs woman have resulted in a tort filing against the Gage County Attorney for $25 million. 40-year-old Brooke Cook was shot and killed last April by her estranged partner, 49-year-old Jason Arnold, who died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The pair were found by authorities inside a house along Oak Road near Blue Springs after receiving a 911 call. Cook's family is claiming that as a result of charges not refiled after a history of threats and Arnold's enrollment in diversion for criminal offenses, that Gage County Attorney Roger Harris was negligent, contributing to the death. A protection order prohibiting contact was reportedly violated, and Arnold had failed to appear in county court on those charges prior to the murder-suicide. Gage County Board of Supervisors were apprised of the case. The claim may be accepted, denied, or no action taken within a six-month period. Bobby L. Price, age 69, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Wednesday, 5 until 7. At Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Bobby Price. Elsie K. Sikora, age 78, of Liberty, passed away. Funeral service is planned Thursday, 11 a.m. at the Liberty Christian Church, with the Laughlin Hope at Funeral Home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Elsie Sikora. Samuel Sam Workman, age 70, of Wymore, passed away Thursday. Memorial service is planned Friday, 11 a.m. at the Laughlin Hope at Funeral Home in Wymore. Interment of ashes at the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hope at Funeral Home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Sam Workman. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, Swedish meatballs, noodles, Brussels sprouts, and cinnamon pears. Tomorrow, fried chicken, mashed potato, green beans, and peaches. KNDY News Time, 7:15. Mike L. Diedrich, age 74, of Greenleaf, passed away Tuesday. Massive Christian burial Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church, Greenleaf. Interment in the church cemetery. Visitation Monday at 6 with the rosary at 7 of the church. Christy Andrews, funeral in the Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Mike Diedrich.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And that was a late death announcement for Mike Diedrich. Services were held March 22nd. Got in the system by mistake this morning.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures warming up fairly nicely across the region today, with a slight chance for some rain showers throughout the afternoon and overnight hours. Today, we can expect to see highs in the mid-50s and lower 60s throughout Iowa, the upper 40s and mid-60s throughout Nebraska, the lower 60s and lower 80s throughout Kansas, and the mid-60s and lower 70s throughout Missouri. Another chance for some rain overnight tonight, with our lows in the mid to upper 30s throughout Iowa, the lower to upper 30s throughout Nebraska, the upper 20s and lower 40s throughout Kansas, and the upper 30s and upper 40s throughout Missouri. Clearing back up as we head into Wednesday with lots of sunshine. Winds will stay fairly breezy out of the west between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. And staying sunny throughout Thursday as well, with northwest winds between 20 and 30 and gusting as high as 40. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early April 63, record high on this date 92. The average low 38 and the record low 18. Sunset this evening, 7:53. Sunrise in the morning at 7:07. And it's 45 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 5th of April. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Kansas wins it all. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Kansas Jayhawks are your NCAA men's basketball champs by way of a 72-69 win over North Carolina. The first half was all Tar Heels, taking a 15-point lead into the half. But the Jayhawks were a different team in the second frame. A 12-1 run to pull off the largest comeback in championship game history.
Brown ahead to Wilson. Wilson on the run, attacking Manic. Drives into Manic, banks it off the window, counts the bucket, and a foul!
The call on Westwood won. Kansas wins it 72-69. Jalen Wilson and David McCormick each scored 15 points, and the Jayhawks earned their fourth NCAA title. After the game, Tar Heels head coach Hubert Davis said he wasn't disappointed with the loss.
I can't remember a time in my life where I should be disappointed, but I'm just filled with so much pride. I'm so proud of these guys, of what they have done for themselves individually as a team.
This is ABC Sports. We're now 2 days away from the start of the Masters, but questions linger over Tiger Woods' participation. The five-time Masters champ practiced yesterday with Justin Thomas and Fred Couples, but he has not played in a PGA event in more than 17 months since being severely injured in a car wreck in February 2021. ESPN's Andy North.
As you said, game-time decision. I think that's critical. I don't think that's a lock cinch that just because he's here he's going to play.
Woods will speak with reporters later this morning. To the NHL, the Maple Leafs outdueled the Lightning.
Foster pass for Marner. Marner centering in front of the goal. Matthews scores! Austin Matthews, a hat trick!
The call on Sportsnet 590, the fan. Toronto wins it 6-2. Austin Matthews scored three goals, putting him at 54 for the season. He ties Rick Vives' franchise record for goals in a season. Elsewhere, Blues defeat the Coyotes 5-1 to snap a four-game home losing streak. The Flames top the Kings 3-2. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
USD 223 is looking to fill two custodian positions and a cook position for the Hanover Public School. Candidates must be 18 years old and hold a valid driver's license. The position starts immediately. Applications can be found on the USD 223 website. Interviews and background checks will be scheduled promptly. Competitive wages and benefit packages are available. Two custodians and a cook position for the Hanover Public Schools open immediately. For information, contact Tim Mueller at 785-747-6956 or email tmueller at usd223.org.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. USDA will not open Conservation Reserve Program acres for crop production. In a letter to the National Grain and Feed Association, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack said quickly converting the land to crop production is clearly unfeasible. He notes that most acres enrolled in CRP are largely non-prime farmland, and the letter comes as some lawmakers want to open CRP acres to offset global food worries stemming from the Russia-Ukraine war. Late last week, Senator Marco Rubio of Florida and Cynthia Lummins from Wyoming penned their own letter to Vilsack requesting action. They urged Vilsack to allow flexibility for prime agricultural lands under the Conservation Reserve Program. The senators said allowing crop production on CRP lands a critical step for stabilizing food prices that have skyrocketed in recent months, but Vilsack says only 1.3% of CRP acres are considered prime farmland. A pair of U.S. House lawmakers recently introduced legislation to help address the current truck driver shortage in the U.S. In 2021, American trucking companies experienced a record deficit of about 80,000 drivers due to hiring and retention challenges. The bipartisan Strengthening Supply Chains through Truck Driver Incentives Act would create a two-year refundable tax credit up to $7,500 for truck drivers holding a valid Class A commercial driver's license who drive at least 1,900 hours in the year. The legislation would also create a refundable tax credit up to $10,000 for new truck drivers or individuals enrolled in a registered trucking apprenticeship. The bipartisan legislators said the legislation would encourage more young people to hop in the driver's seat and reduce headaches for trucking businesses and make sure experienced drivers are rewarded for their hard work. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Alfea salutes the Pawnee City and all area FFA chapters for providing guidance in the many and varied careers in the agricultural industry, and is proud of the extraordinary and dedicated young men and women. Good luck at the state convention from Alfea in Pawnee City, the number one leader in pet food manufacturing.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Your latest Larry Stecklein report from our partners over at Cake News. Well, friends, I gotta tell you, it's kind of interesting to see all these guesses. How much corn, how much soybean acres are we going to be putting in the ground here in a few days? And already some probably going in, no doubt about that. How much wheat we're going to plant this fall? Those are all big questions with trying to figure out what the price of that product's going to be this year. USDA now says that we're going to plant 92 million acres of corn. Now, the trade guessers, there's about seven of what we call experts. In any event, they vary 2 million acres from that. 90.7 to 93.9 goes to show you not anybody's convinced about anything. Over on, now that's corn. Soybeans, USDA says 88 million acres. The trade guessers vary from 87.7 to 89.9. And over on the wheat side this year, what are we going to plant? Well, I got to tell you, USDA says 48 million acres, 47 even to 48.9. Another 2 million acre spread by the so-called experts that know it all. We're going to plant fence row to fence row, in my opinion. It's probably needed. I think we can handle that this year. I don't know if we can handle that very many years in a row. So, with that in mind, folks, let's hope that you get yours planted well, we get a good crop, and we can hold these prices somewhere around there, because with the expense sheet the way it looks this year, we got to have good prices. See you on the next Equine Report.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Has this crazy car market driven you mad? Midwest Kia is here to help during our Mega March sales event. We're out to sell 100 new Kias, and all at our absolute lowest prices. Yes, Midwest Kia now has the inventory to sell 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. And we're doing it with new car inventory arriving daily, exceptional value, transparent pricing, and as always, with Kia's market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. This March, let Midwest Kia help you navigate the market madness with a better way to buy. It's all part of selling 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. We now have the inventory to say we can do it. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. And you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hey, producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Reviewing the flash and crash rule, we're talking lightning safety today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, April 5th, the 95th day of the year. Hollywood legends Spencer Tracy and Betty Davis were both born on this day. Spring thunderstorms have returned to many parts of the country, so let's review the latest recommendations for lightning safety. Researchers recommend that you seek shelter when a storm is within 6 miles, and you can easily estimate the distance with what's called the 30-second rule. It takes about 5 seconds for the sound of thunder to travel 1 mile. Start counting when you see a flash of lightning. Then divide that number by 5 to get the distance. If you hear the crash before you get to 30, that means the storm is less than 6 miles away and it's time to get indoors. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get your local weather at almanac.com.
.729 from KNDY, 45 degrees, cloudy, overcast, highs well into the 60s on a gradual warm-up today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Kansas finished off the biggest comeback in national championship history Monday night, getting a big game from David McCormick, crucial shots from Remy Martin, and surviving a potential game-tying three-pointer by Caleb Love at the buzzer for a 72-69 victory over North Carolina in the Superdome. Ochai Agbaji was named the most outstanding player of the NCAA tournament, adding to his already long list of accolades. McCormick was named to the All-NCAA tournament team, joining Agbaji. In conjunction with the Minnesota Twins, the Wichita Windsurge are pleased to announce their 2022 opening day roster, which features seven top 30 Twins prospects, according to MLB.com. The Windsurge's roster consists of 29 players, 17 pitchers, and 12 position players. The Windsurge will open the 2022 season on Friday at 7.05 p.m. against the Tulsa Drillers at Riverfront Stadium. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State football fans, be in Bill Snyder Family Stadium this fall as All-American Deuce Vaughn and the Wildcats host seven home games.
He's loose! Touchdown! Deuce Vaughn!
Including Missouri, Oklahoma State, Texas, and KU. Season tickets start at just $150. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to order your season tickets by the Friday, April 22nd priority deadline. Fill the bill this fall for K-State football. Go Cats!
KNDY.
Her hat is hanging by the door, the one she bought in Mexico. It blocked the wind, it stopped the rain. She'd never leave that one, so she can't be really gone. The shoes she bought on Christmas Eve, she laughed and said they called her name. It's like they're waiting in the hall to slip them on, so she can't be really gone. I don't know when she'll come back. She must intend to come back. And I've seen the error of my ways. Lying on the bed, the two of hearts to mark her page. Now who could ever walk away at chapter 21? So she can't be really gone. Just look around this room, so much of her remains. Her book is lying on the bed, the two of hearts to mark her page. Now who could ever walk away with so much left undone? So she can't be really gone. Be really gone.
Baby, tell me, where'd you ever learn to fight without saying no word? And walks back into my life like it's all gonna be alright. Don't you know how much it hurts when we don't talk, when we don't touch, when it doesn't feel like we're even in love? It matters to me when I don't know what to say, don't know what to do, don't know if it really even matters to you. How can I make you see it matters? The distance between a woman and a man. So tell me how far it is, how you can love like this, 'cause I'm not sure.